Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you getting up and being with me here on the show. That's nice of you to do. It's going to be a great day. It's always going to be a great day because it's a state of mind. It's the way we run our lives, right? So if we mope around, we have a bad day. If we go with a positive attitude, we have a good day. At least that works for me. All right, now, today is show number 319. Today the title is, Dr. Kvitko welcomes MC Lessard, a personal development coach and owner of 4D Excellence, live on the phone from Ottawa, Canada. We're going to bring her live here in just a second, but before we do, let me just mention that if you would like to follow me on Twitter, my handle is at Dr. Kvitko, that's D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O, at Dr. Kvitko. If you would go to my office Facebook page, it's Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, that would be wonderful. We would like that. And also, I was on Columbus Today this past Friday, so 2 days ago, I was on, it was with Gail Hogan's show, and it was kind of neat, it was fun, and it was Valentine's Day, and we decided to do a special for Valentine's Day. Now, many of you know that mostly this show is not about my dental office, it's not an infomercial per se, but I am going to put a plug in today if it's all right, because on Valentine's Day, we decided to come up with a special on 6 month smiles. That's the cosmetic ortho, the thing that allows us to straighten people's teeth in 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and be done with it. And so, if people call before March 1st, they will receive a $500 discount. You don't have to schedule before March 1st. You just have to make that call. Well, I guess you do have to schedule, but you don't have to come into the office until by the end of March to have things done or get going. And if you have x-rays that are current, bring them with you. That's great. If you don't, we'll even take the x-rays at half price. So the number to call, 262-9588. 262-9588 in the 614 area code. And since it's Sunday, my answering service will take your call, take your phone number, and we will get back with you on Monday, okay? All right, so let me just introduce my guest. I'm going to read her bio. My guest today is Marie Claude. She goes by MC Lessard. Marie Claude, also known as MC, is a bilingual personal development coach with an executive coaching graduate certificate from Royal Roads University and accredited by the International Coach Federation. With certifications in neuro-linguistic programming and the Emotional Intelligence Inventory, EQI 2.0, MC is well equipped to coach established professionals who want a sustainable way to learn. She does this by helping to build in energy, resilience, balance, meaning, and joy as critical components to financial comfort and professional achievement. MC also entertains and educates varied audiences with her keynote speeches on understanding, managing, and leveraging the power of emotions. She also offers stress management group training. As a commissioned officer in the Canadian Forces, MC honed over 10 years of service, managerial and leadership attributes, both of which have formed a launchpad for successful ventures in real estate, as well as in customized HR training industry. Other than indulging in her passion for human excellence, MC rejuvenates by hiking, skiing, golfing, traveling, and engaging in rich conversations. She is joyfully married and has two wonderful teenage sons. MC, thank you so much for getting up and being on my show today.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for having me.
That's really, really nice of you, and I'm really excited to have you on the show because what we're going to learn today, I think, is going to be really great for my patients and for all of the dental patients out there, which is pretty much everybody because everybody has teeth, right? At least that's what we figured.
You know what, Dr. Kvitko, I'm sorry. Your voice went odd, and I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wondered about that. Okay, well, my producer is turning a button right as we speak to see if maybe you can hear us better. Did that help? Okay. Can you hear me now?
No.
No?
still she's very robotic.
Still interesting. Okay. She's pushing buttons and, okay, so let's see. Tell me.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
And if there are, yes, if you slow down a little bit, I can hear what, I can make out what you're making out, what you're saying.
Okay. So slow down. All right. Well, okay, so I'll tell you what. We'll just start in, and hopefully this technical difficulty will work itself out. Okay, so MC, you're a personal development coach, a practitioner of emotional intelligence and neuro-linguistic programming. What exactly is it that you do? That sounds like pretty complicated.
Well, actually, it isn't. It's basically that I help people grow and better themselves. And my philosophy is very close to yours in that we're either growing or decaying, just like the flowers and the trees. As humans, we grow when we learn about ourselves, and we learn about the people and the world around us. And my role as a personal development coach is really to accompany my clients on this learning adventure so that we shorten the learning curve and get better results or faster results.
Okay. At first, I thought you were going to help me become 6'9", but no.
Is that your ambition in life?
I was all excited there for a while. I always wanted to be tall. I guess I'll have to get those elevator shoes like from the 70s. I had a pair, actually.
Yes, actually, I would be more into helping you be comfortable with the height that you're at, even if you would be standing at, 2.5 feet tall.
Honestly, I am comfortable at my height. I just like to joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, what kind of people, tell me a little bit about the kind of people that you work with. So, I mean, who seeks out your help?
Well, some people come to me because they want to get more out of life, as you mentioned in the intro. They want more meaning, more balance, more joy. They want to get out of the rat race. Others want to improve the way they manage themselves and others, so be it at home or in the workplace. And a really interesting growing segment of my clientele are women in transition. Either they're transitioning from home and going back to work, or they're at work and seeking active retirement.
Okay, and how does somebody know that they need your services? Because I think, isn't there a lot of what you don't know what you don't know going on? So I bet you've run into some folks that you knew you could really help, but they haven't asked you for it. So how do you do that?
Well, you see, and the answer is right there in your question, is that if they don't know that they need me, then they don't need me. Because it to be able to work in a coaching relationship, you have to have come to that point of awareness where you want something and you're willing to work towards it.
I see. So you can't say to them, hey, I could help you, because they haven't even discovered they need the help.
That's correct.
See, I have
But usually people will come, they might come with the, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do about it. Then I may venture and say, maybe I can help you with this. What exactly would you want? And I help them peel through the emotion, peel through the situation, and then they discover that, yeah, I do want to get out of this current situation or their current mind state. I want to move towards something, and then I can accompany them.
Okay. See, this reminds me of, I have this friend who has two crowns on his two front teeth, well, one on each, and they're awful. They're ugly. They just weren't done right, and it's all I see when I talk to him and when he smiles, and I just want so badly to go up to him and say, hey, I could fix those, but he doesn't know there's anything wrong with them, and I'm afraid if I say something now, I'm going to make him self-conscious.
Very interesting parallel, and I agree with you. When people are not aware of something, but you are, you debate with that, you have that dilemma internally and say, do I bring it to his attention or not? And I would say the only words of wisdom I could share with you is always think about a person from their point of view and their success. And so sometimes, to someone like that, I might, and as a dentist, I might say, with the work that you do or, with what you do in life or how you feel about yourself, how do you see your smile? Do you see that you're comfortable with it? Is it exactly the way you want it? And kind of go with a probing question. And if, he says, no, my smile's all right, and, flashes you his the teeth that you don't like, well, then, you just kind of have to say, well, that's his, and he can be okay with that. Because if you do otherwise, then there might be the chance that you will offend and just rupture the relationship. You want to make sure that you have rapport, and you will only have rapport if you're really in tune with what his needs and his perceptions are. You can stretch it a little bit when you have a good, trusting relationship, but sometimes it can be a little risky. But coming from the point of view that you want to help, you want to be help them be successful, feel good about themselves, look good, well, people might will forgive you for perhaps a little bit of an intrusion, whether or not they feel that they need it or they need your services or not.
Thank you for that. I really like that approach. That's great. I think I'll probably frame it exactly that way, and that way I haven't actually given him my opinion. He doesn't know. I think his smile needs help, but I'm asking him what he thinks, and hopefully he'll say, I don't know, it could be better, and that's when I can say, well, let me tell you.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things that you teach is that that it's our emotions that control our actions, not our thoughts. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Most people think that we think and then act. You know, we're just so cerebral. But what really happens is we think, then feel, and then act. Emotions do dictate our behaviors. And we don't think that we are such, you know, impulsive animals. But yes, it is the emotion that really guides and dictates the action. And even more often, what happens is that we loop. And what I mean by looping is that we'll have a thought, and then we'll have an emotion. And then that emotion will bring another thought, and then that thought will bring another emotion. And so we go from thought to emotion, thought to emotion, thought to emotion, until we're ready to take action. And usually that readiness comes at a point of crisis, or urgency, or some kind of importance when there's great gain to be had, because it takes a lot of energy to move into a new action.
And that connection to dentistry, which we're going to go into a little more when we come back, is a painful tooth, right? We're going to talk a little bit more about how that works in the case of dentistry, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, but we do have to, what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, my guest today, M.C. Lessard, teaches that it is our emotions that control our actions, not our thoughts. Is that true or false? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The phone number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko. Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
How can you hear that song and not just be bopping around even if you're driving, right? Be careful if you're driving, but anyway. All right, so we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The question is, my guest today, MC Lasar, teaches that it is our emotions that control our actions, not our thoughts. Is that true or false? We have callers on the line, and we have Tim, John Dean, Jacob, and Karen, I almost gave a last name, and Karen. And MC, would you please pick a number from 1 to 4?
Pardon me?
Would you please pick a number from 1 to 4?
Yes, 2.
All right. That would be caller number 2 is John Dean. Hey, John, are you there? Or John Dean? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
There. Oh, is this John Dean?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you for listening. Do you have an answer?
Yes, it's true.
It is true. Did you know that beforehand?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Okay, great. And what do you do for a living?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a school teacher.
Great. Okay, so you learned something today. How about that?
Yes.
That's great. All right, well, stay on the phone because my producer will get the information needed to get the flowers delivered, okay? And Tim and Jacob and Karen, please call back, okay? Thank you so much. So now, okay, now, MC, one of the things that, okay, so we talked about how it's our emotions, not our thoughts, and you promised to make that something that relates to dentistry, in this case, somebody who is in pain. So tell me about that.
Well, I've chosen a patient called John, and he hasn't seen his dentist in years, and he's got pain so bad he can't eat anything but applesauce and ice cream.
Okay.
So his thought is, I need to do something about this. But as soon as this thought flashes through his mind, he gets an emotion. And in his case, it's guilt.
Okay.
Then the emotion of guilt allows a new thought to form in John's mind. And then he thinks, I should have gone to my annual appointments. And so that brings another feeling, well, actually, the same feeling, guilt, just more of it. And so more guilt paralyzes John as he keeps thinking about everything he could have done or should have done to avoid this toothache. So he's looping right now, and as he's going from thought to emotion and thought to emotion, he's not picking up the phone or going to the clinic.
And it just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
Correct. You know it.
So when he finally picks up the phone, what has happened in his mind? The emotion of, I'm no longer feeling guilty? What? You know what I mean?
That's a great question. Is that at the moment where he picks up the phone and he's able to take that, to make that appointment, what generally has happened is that he's either decided that he needs to get rid of this pain because he wants to move away from pain, or he wants to move towards something new. And so maybe he wants to move towards being able to eat steak and raw carrots again. So different people have different paradigms or different patterns of acting. They're either wanting to move away something negative, or they wanting to move some towards something positive. So depending on the type of person you are, well, I have a tip number 1 or a tip number 2 for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and actually you promised to give us 4 tips that will help decrease stress at the dentist. Of course, that's once they get there, right?
Well, it can be once they get there, or it can even be before they get there.
Okay.
Yes, all these tips apply before you go to the dentist, at the dentist, and after the dentist.
I see. Now, we want to make sure we get all 4 in. We do have to go to a break. I think what we'll do is we'll save all 4 tips till after the break. So you're going to give us the top 4 tips to decrease stress at the dentist. Okay?
Perfect.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Bring my glasses.
Can none bring me down? Your love is too high. Bring me down. Can none bring me down? I said.
Okay, there we are, dancing again. You should see the video of this studio right now. Anyway, all right, this is Dr. Kvitko. On the phone with us from Ottawa, Canada, is MC Lessard. She is a bilingual personal development coach with an executive coaching graduate certificate. Her company is called 4D Excellence, 4DExcellence.com, and we'll find out a little bit more about what that is. But MC has promised to give us the 4 top tips to decrease stress at the dentist. So there you go. Let's go with number 1.
Well, tip number 1 is know why. Know why you're getting your teeth cleaned. Know why you're getting the dental work done. Know why you need to tend to the accumulating plaque or the bleeding gums. It's generally quite obvious, but if you remind yourself that what you want is, say, a wider smile for the wedding pictures, or in the case of John, he wants to eat steak and raw carrots again because he really loves his steak and raw carrots, well, then sometimes that'll be enough to move you over the bump.
Okay. Okay. And why shouldn't be because my mom told me?
You see, those are the kinds of whys that are not very compelling.
Right. So people
unfortunately.
And I tell, especially young folks, because mom will say, hey, can you talk to him about brushing and flossing better because I can't get him to do it. And so what I do once mom is not in the room, I say to the youngster, the child, and it could be a young adult even, I'll say, John, you know what? Taking care of your teeth is like school, like a test. Nobody can take it for you, but nobody is hurt but you if you get a bad grade. I say, mom's going to have her teeth till she's 104. You're the only one that's going to be suffering if you don't take better care of them.
That's a perfect way of putting it for them, because you've put it into their own reality. That's great.
Good. So what's number 2? No, the second tip.
Well, the second tip is for people who need a little bit more energy, and usually that's energy coming from a consequence. So tip number 2 is called imagine the consequences.
Okay.
So generally it's, let's put it into the John's context. John wants to eat steak, but he's paralyzed by the guilt and he's not moving. And, just not eating steak is a consequence, but it's not big enough. and he can keep himself, you know, keep beating himself up for not going for his annual checkup and for not flossing and for not brushing, but that's not working for him. But I'm imagining that John has greater consequences of eating just applesauce and ice cream for months. He's probably going to start losing weight, losing energy, losing perhaps even days of work, which comes with a whole slew of other consequences, you know, a lower paycheck and so on and so on. And without getting into graphic or inappropriate language, we can even think about John's intimate life. If you have pain in your mouth, seriously, you're not thinking about intimate moments very, very much. And so how many weeks or months of abstinence can you handle? Maybe that'll be the reason why John calls in.
Because he's either not getting a date or his girlfriend isn't so interested anymore because he's always in pain and he's grumpy.
Exactly.
And if it's affecting a front tooth, in some cases people don't actually come in until you can start seeing the rot on their front teeth. Mm. And of course, that's not very attractive to the opposite sex.
Right.
Okay, so tip number one is to know the why. Tip number two was imagine the consequences. And tip number three is?
Visualize. The power of visualization has been proven, but it's unfortunately underused. I think it's just people are not aware of how easy it is, or maybe they think it's just for Olympic athletes. So if your listeners experience any form or degree of fear, anxiety, worry, like I said before, the appointment, during the appointment, or after the appointment, visualization can be of great help. So think about it as a private mind movie. Here's how it works. Step one, you close your eyes and you focus on, or you keep your eyes open and focus on a specific spot on the wall or ceiling. Step two, take one or two deep breaths just to relax. And step three is start rolling the movie just very naturally without forcing any imagery, but just thinking about things that are pleasant to you. Many people have told me they like to see at the beach and see the waves crashing, hear the seagulls. Others see themselves in a music hall with a symphonic orchestra and put a lot of attention into imagining the details of the players, the violinist, the clarinetist, the maestro, the velvet curtains, and such. And so going into that deep level of detail in your visualization will really help you get a little bit refocused, regrouped, relaxed, and that's when your thinking gets clearer. That's when your emotion shifts to a temporarily, an empowering emotion, and then you can make the decision to act, or the decision to stay calm, or the decision to just be in the moment thinking about the great smile you're going to have when you're done.
That sounds good. Okay, and then we have about just under 3 minutes left, so let's go to tip number four. What's tip number four?
Okay, tip number four is really easy. It's all about doing the belly balloon breathing. As I said earlier, you just got a visual there, didn't you?
Yes. I stick my stomach out in the morning just to see how big I can make it.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to force our gut out because we think it's going to stay that way.
I know. Like when you cross your eyes, they're going to stay crossed, right?
Yeah, that's what your mother told you,
yes.
Right?
Yes, uh-huh.
So I said earlier that we underuse visualization. But when it comes to breathing, we really underestimate how powerful it can be in helping us to manage stress. And when we manage stress, we diminish pain, and we also are in a better position to make the right decision to make the dental appointment and not to wait for the next month when the tooth can no longer be saved.
Good.
So that's what you want, right?
Yeah, so you call it the belly balloon, which is essentially measured, careful breathing.
That's right. It's really all about focusing on bringing the air to the bottom of your lungs, a little bit like you imagine water dropping into the bottom of a balloon where it makes the balloon look like a droplet.
Right.
And so, because when we breathe 16 times every minute, we usually do some shallow breathing and we make our shoulders go move up and down, and we just use the top portion of our lungs. In belly breathing, we want to use the bottom portion of the lungs. and just force the air to the bottom. Breathe it, you know, just bring the rib cage out, the diaphragm out, and make it really big, and make sure that your shoulders don't go up at all.
So okay.
When you're focusing on all of this process, you're not focusing on the pain, on the panic, the worry, the apprehension, any of those emotions that can paralyze you from taking appropriate action for your dental care.
Perfect. I really appreciate it. Those are four great tips. And for people that didn't quite catch it, our shows are all available on podcast. Every show I've ever done is archived on iTunes and dentallyspeaking.com. And this show will be available come Monday or Tuesday. So, MC, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it. Let me just tell folks about next week's show. Next week, I will have on the show Dr. Larry Wallace from California, the inventor of the one-step denture. His revolutionary new system provides dentists with a high-quality, low-cost alternative to a traditional denture. It's going to be a great show. I think it's really cool. I'm so excited. And in fact, I've already ordered his kit, and I'm going to start to do these things as well. And don't forget to tune in next Sunday. And don't forget about our Valentine's Day six-month special. Call the office, 262-9588, and you'll get $500 off as long as you call before March 1st. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll see you next Sunday at 8:30. Bye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.